The Power of Boundaries, the ultimate guide to stop people-pleasing, say no without guilt, and reclaim your time and energy. The Power Series, written by Liam Grant, narrated by AJ Duquette. Introduction. Let's start with a story. It's Monday morning, and you're already late for work. Your phone buzzes with a text from a friend who needs a favor. You know you should say no. But before you can stop yourself, your fingers are typing, "Of course, I can help." You hit send, and there it is, another chunk of your time gone, another boundary crossed. You feel the weight of that yes long after the text is sent. You wonder, will you ever learn to say no without feeling like you've just kicked a puppy? If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. Many of us struggle with saying no and setting boundaries. It's like we're all part of a secret society of people-pleasers, each trying to outdo the other in the Olympics of overcommitment. The problem is, this constant need to please comes at a cost. It drains our energy, eats up our time, and leaves us feeling like we're living someone else's life. This book is your ticket out of that vicious cycle. My mission here is to help you reclaim your life. We'll explore how to set boundaries that work for you, break free from people-pleasing, and build healthier relationships. Along the way, we'll dive into creating your self-worth and finding that sweet spot of balance where burnout becomes a thing of the past. Setting boundaries isn't just some trendy self-help concept. It's a life changer. Proper boundaries can boost your mental health, strengthen your relationships, and give you the freedom to live authentically. Experts agree that boundaries are crucial for maintaining a healthy, balanced life. And guess what? You deserve to live that life. I get it. The idea of setting boundaries can be scary. You might worry about how others will react or fear that you'll come across as selfish. But here's the thing. Saying no can be one of the most selfless things you do. When you care for yourself, you're better positioned to show up for the people who matter most. Don't worry. This book has got you covered with practical tips and supportive guidance every step of the way. Now, a little about me. I have dedicated my life to helping people like you with various topics, including overcoming people-pleasing tendencies. Whether you're a teen, adult, professional, woman, or man, I've seen firsthand how transformative setting boundaries can be. With years of experience and a genuine passion for this work, I'm here to guide you through this journey with empathy and understanding. Here's what you can expect as you flip through these pages. We'll start by understanding why we fall into the people-pleasing trap. Then we'll examine the tools you need to set effective boundaries. Each chapter will build on the last, leading you from insight to action. By the end, you'll have a toolkit of strategies to help you live a life that's true to you. By the time you finish this book, you'll have gained more than just knowledge. You'll have a new way of approaching your relationships and your life. You'll be armed with actionable insights that can genuinely change how you interact with the world around you. So, are you ready to embark on this journey of self-discovery and empowerment? Your life is waiting for you to take back the reins. It's time to roll up your sleeves, dive in, and embrace the changes on the horizon. Let's get started. Chapter 1. Understanding Boundaries and People-Pleasing. Have you ever found yourself nodding in agreement during a conversation, all while silently screaming, "No, no, no," inside your head? You're not alone. We've all been caught in the web of wanting to please others, even if it means sacrificing our needs. It's like being stuck in a perpetual game of whack-a-mole, where another pops up every time you manage to say no to one request, demanding your time and energy. This chapter is your guide to understanding why we do this to ourselves and how we can start to change it. Because let's face it, if your life feels like a never-ending to-do list for everyone else, it's time for a rewrite.